rest, right? Not to take rest. So the Baba is you need to meditate more, right? So we give the Dhamma talk because we just support your meditation to explain how to observe, how to note. If you know how to observe, then sometimes you need more time, right? More time to meditate. In this way, you can practice continuously. That's why yesterday I let you to meditate more 1 hour. But when I come to the Dhamma hall, I don't see many people, right? So my Baba is, I want to meditate more, but when I come to the Dhamma hall was almost empty, right? No one can at the fight. So next time I have to think about, right? So today, I want to talk about the six quality of the Dhamma. So you might hear, you might have here the Buddha's quality, Dhamma quality, Sangha quality, right? So Itibido, Bhagava, Arahant, Sama, Sambuddho, Vesa, Sarana, Samano, Sugato, Loka, Vidu, Anodaro, Purisa, Dhamma, Sarathi, Sattha, Deva, Manosana, Buddha, Bhagava. This is what we call, there are nine qualities of the Buddha. All the Arahant, Sama, Sambuddho, they describe the Buddha's qualities. Then Swakado Bhagavad Dharamo, Sandhiriko, Agaliko, Ehipasiko, Obaneiko, Obaneiko, Bhyasadam, Viridavo, Vinyuhi. This is six quality of the Dhamma. Dhamma, right? Then Sobre Bhano Bhagavado Savaka Sango, Usubre Bhano Bhagavado Savaka Sango, Nyayabri Bhano Bhagavado Savaka Sango, Samisabri Bhano Bhagavado Savaka Sango, Ridan Sadari Buriza Yukani Atta Buriza Bogala, Esa Bhagavado Savaka Sango, Ahu Neyo, Bahu Neyo, Daki Neyo, Idali Karaniyo, Anodaran Bunyakedan Lokasa. This is the nine quality of the Sangha. Sangha means the community of the monk, right? When we call the Sangha, when we have the four monks, and more than four monks, we call Sangha. Right, today, and we'll talk about the six quality of the Dhamma. So at least you can know what the meaning is, right? So Swakado Bhagavata Dharamo, Sandhiriko, Akaliko, Ehipasiko, Obaneiko, Pyasadam, Viridabo, Vinyuhi. So Swakado means Su-akata. Su means the Buddha. When we translate into English, Su means God or well. Su-akata means the Buddha talk about or explained. The Buddha explained the Dhamma very well or clearly, we can say. The Buddha explained the Dhamma in clear way. The Buddha talked about the Dhamma in very good way. The Buddha talked about the Dhamma in very profound way. Right? So because the Dhamma he explained, he is not based on the theoretical experience. He practices himself, right? So he has a beautiful wife. He has a newly born son. But he would like to search the Dhamma. So he left his royal family. Then he wanted to the forest. So you can imagine at the time, so in India, right, there were many deep forests. So he left his family, he went to the forest. Actually, he was not really grandy for his life, right? At that time, many animals, tigers, elephant, snake, a lot of mosquito, right? So there are a lot of dangerous things in the forest. He doesn't really care about his life. because at that time he really wanted to know the Dhamma. At the same time, he has no teacher, right? Because at that time in India, the samatha, tranquility meditation was very popular, not vipassana, right? He can learn some of the tranquility meditation from some teacher, but he knew the tranquility meditation cannot remove all defilement. Tranquility meditation can only get the tranquil, clear mind, but after they don't meditate, then their mind is, right? So not the different from other people. Because when the people practice tranquility meditation, when they practice the meditation, they can gain the tranquility, very profound. But after meditate, then they don't have any concentration, right? So means, in order to remove the kilesa, defilement from our mind, only the tranquility is not enough. So he knew that he need more meditation, right? Then he practiced sometime and he didn't have the right method, right? Sometimes he suffered a lot. But he didn't gain the very good concentration. Then he didn't gain the enlightenment. Finally, he found the right method, right method. So he observed the breathing out carefully. Then when he really gained, he started to observe his mind and body, his sensation, everything. Then he started seeing the clearly vipassana, rising and passing away, everything changing. Right? Everything changing. Nothing is really, how to say, exist. So then he gained the enlightenment. So then since he gained the enlightenment, then he can remove all kilesa. He can remove all kilesa from his mind. So since he gained the enlightenment, then he also gained the great compassion, loving kindness, then he started from the Buddha sadhana, his dispensation, right? So that's why when he explained his Dhamma to others, because his real meditation experience, that's why every time when you explain, it is very clear, right? It is, I want to say, easy to understand. Then many people have there a lot of benefit from his teaching, right? From his teaching. Many people gained a lot of meditation benefit. That's why his teaching we call Swakata, Su-akata. Well explained or clear explained, then deep explained, right? Profound explained. And number two, when he explained very clearly, then we practice, right? Then we see ourselves these meditation benefits, right? Santetika. Santetika means san data. Sam means yourself, ourself. Data means seeing, right? He said, if you practice in this way, you will gain this benefit clearly, right? Then when we practice meditation, then we clearly see, right? For example, so before we practice meditation, he said clearly, the seven benefits of the Satipatthana, the seven benefits of meditation, right? So mindfulness, Sadhana Visuddhiya, right? Sadhana Visuddhiya, Soka Pridhivana Samadhikamaya, Dukkha Dhammanasana Adhikamaya, Nyayasa Adhikamaya, Nibbanasa Sisikriyaya, right? So if you practice the four foundation of mindfulness, you will get these seven kind of benefits. He said very clearly. Then, when we translated into English, the four beings do purify, right? Sadhana visuddhiya, that our mind do be clear, right? Clear, bright, purify, right? Then to overcome sorrow and limitation, right? To overcome sorrow and limitation, to get off the pain and distress. Then to attain knowledge. We call in Bali Magga, Magga Phala, right? Then to experience Nirvana. So when we practice meditation, we see clearly when we observe the rising, falling, then when we observe the other objects, then our concentration becomes stronger and stronger. Finally, our mind becomes very, very clear, pure, right? We have never seen this kind of peacefulness, right? When we practice meditation, we clearly see this kind of benefit, right? If we know very carefully. If we really gain the good concentration, then our mind does not go away, stay on the object, calm, very peaceful, right? Even though you are enjoying a lot in daily life, but you are watching a movie, you like it, right? You are watching the TV, you are eating the many kind of food, right? Then you are enjoying many kind of things, but this happiness is cannot be compared with other, right? This is very pure, right? Very pure. Even though we don't meditate, but when we really gain the concentration, then still our mind calm, peaceful, right? But outside, when you are watching movie, when you are eating the good food, right? Of course, when you are eating, you are enjoying. If you don't get it, then you are hungry, you miss, right? So only the eating, when you are watching, eating, you feel enjoying. But if you don't get it, sometimes you suffer a lot, right? So the meditation, so when we really practice, then our mind becomes calm, pure, right? Peaceful. We clearly see this benefit, right? We see, not from other, right? This is the way, even if you explain to others, someone may not understand at all, right? Because the many people very a lot of craving, right? In the world, many people craving, right? A lot of desire, full of desire, right? So they want to enjoy the other sensual pleasure things. So it's very hard to believe if someone is enjoying, happy, peaceful in meditation. So they will not believe, right? That's why hard to dare. But when we practice, then we see, that's why, Dandetika. Dandetika means we see ourselves, right? Then to overcome sorrow and lamentation. If we really see right same person very, very clearly, even you want to cry, your tear will not come out, right? Because you already see the right same person way clearly. Then, even though you want to cry, you want to sorrow, you want to sad, but the sadness will not come out, right? Because many people, they feel sorrow, they feel sad because of dosa. When we clearly see, then our mind becomes less than dosa. Then, you know, of course, their mind becomes clear and pure, right? So since we understand, when we see something, we will not be afraid. Then we understand that we will not have the sorrow and limitation, right? So many people in the outside, they suffer a lot because they don't see Dhamma, right? So one of them, my yogi, told me, when her mother died, she cried for 7 days, right? Even many her friends were disappointed, upset, or sorry for her, right? Because she crying, she cannot eat, sleep, stay on the bed. So when her mother died. But she said, after she practiced meditation, Then when her father died, she changed a lot. When her father died, in the cemetery, she smiled, welcomed every people, right? So many people were also surprised. Well, when your mother died, you cry a lot. Right now, why you don't cry? You change. Oh, because I already understand about the impermanence. Why I have to cry, right? So then that she understands, she practiced, even she practiced in Burma about 1 year. So she practiced, she understand, and she said when her father died, or recently, also when we are in Thailand, also her brother died. When her brother died, when we are conducting the retreat, so I call her. So situation, she was smiling, talking on the phone. So I asked her, so are you suffering? No, because, you know, I already understand no one can overcome this kind of situation, right? One day I will die, that's why I don't suffer anymore. So means when we really understand, we can let them go, sorrow and lamentation, right? So the vipassana, vipassana means they explain mana vodhiti. Mana means the mind, vodha means they develop, strong. When we really practice meditation, then our mind developed, our mind strong. Strong for what? Strong for the other worry or the other, right? So things, lova, dosa, moha, right? Since we develop our mind, since our mind becomes strong, when we see something, our mind becomes very, very stable, right? When we shake easily, this is the meditation benefit, right? Then when we practice meditation, we see clearly ourselves, right? Since we practice, then we understand that our mind becomes strong, right? Then our mind becomes clear, right? Less lova, dosa, moha. Then we can gain more loving kindness, compassion, so on, right? So this kind of experience, even myself, right? So I was ordained when I was 9 years old as a novice. Then I ordained when I was 20. So I studied the Pali from when I was 16, then around 20, around 30 or 31. Only we know the Dhamma from the book, but I don't know how to develop my mind, right? So we just know the Dhamma from the book, we just take examination. But when we really do those kind of situations, we don't know how to. Means our mind like ordinary people, not much different. When we see there, we call Loka Dhamma. Loka Dhamma means, like sometimes when our father, mother die, when there's something losing or something, right? So we don't know how to handle, right? So then when we practice meditation, so we know very clearly. So their mind also develop a lot, right? The more we practice, the more we see develop. Their mind develop stronger and stronger. So that's why. So people need to practice, right? People need to practice, then we see. That's why that one of the quality was a sanditika, right? Then when we see, the Dhamma is so profound, this is the truth, right? Everyone should practice meditation. So this kind of experience, not from the book, and not from the teacher, not from the Dhamma. If you know the Dhamma from the teacher, sometimes you can change your mind easily, right? Because many teachers are talking about in many different ways. Some of the Burmese monks said, to know the Dhamma, you don't need to practice, right? So they said, because they are lazy, right? So they said, even that the Buddha himself, he practiced, right? Many his monks practiced. Everyone knew, but they give the Dhamma talk. In order to know the Dhamma, you don't need to practice. Listening Dhamma talk, it's finished. So, right? So means very confusing. If you don't have your own experience, there were many teachers will be giving many kind of a kind of divination, right? If you don't know, then you will confuse a lot, right? So for me, I never read other book except Mahathir Thiyaroji, right? Mahathir Thiyaroji, the way he explains is very, very deep, profound, because he has study knowledge and he has his own experience. You know, believe, I never read other book except Mahathir Thiyaroji and Mahathir Thiyaroji's Disciple Thiyaroji Upandita. Right? Because they is, the way they explained, very clear, depend on, and based on their meditation experience, and based on the Pali text. But someone, they give the Dhamma talk, they just explaining what they believe. They don't really base on their Pali text, or they don't base on their real experience, nothing. Right? They are, because they are good speaker. Right? Many, they have many followers. Right? So that's why Brother Buddha passed away, we have many kind of, right? Many kind of branch, right? So many kind of branch, many kind of monks are teaching many different ways. Actually, as long as we don't see this kind of benefit, right? We should not believe, right? We should not be, even though they are very good speaker, very, very good, right? But if we don't have our own experience, you should not believe. That's why in order to make judgment, we should have our own experience, right? If you have your own experience, no matter who you talk about, you will not change your mind. Otherwise, you can still change your mind. You can still believe many only say talker, right? That's why we should have those kind of experience. Then we see ourselves. Number three, agalika. Agalika means that you can see that this benefit right away. Means if you practice tonight, if you practice carefully, even you see the huge benefit tonight, even tomorrow, right? So means when you go to school, right, in order to get the master degree, sometimes you need 4 years, right? You need sometimes 2 years, I don't know, I had never go to study, right? So means that you need 3 years, 4 years, right, to do something. So the meditation is only unique sadha, the faith. If you have sadha faith, then you can know every day, right? Then if you can know every day, then you can see the benefits right away. Not very long. But in order to see the benefit, you must have very confidence, right? So many people are take some time because you don't have much time, right? When you come here, when you know that sometimes you cannot know everything, right? Especially when you feel pain, when you feel discomfort, right? Many people are looking for the good sensation, right? So when they see the good sensation, they like it. When they see the unpleasant sensation, dukkha una, they don't like it, right? This is the problem of meditation, right? This is a meditation problem, right? If you see the unpleasant sensation, you don't like it, you cannot know. If you see the good sensation, you scared, right? Not to disappear, do you scared, right? The, you want to see, right? So sometimes, so you want to keep it. So one of the yogis here, so the, she said, when she was practicing meditation, she sees something, she like it. She was worried this the right the, this kind of seeing will go away. She was worried, watching very carefully. In meditation, no, even you see the Buddha statue. You see whatever you see, you must observe carefully, seeing. If you like it, it means that you stay very long, right? So even you like it that the peacefulness come. Right, that you like it, you cannot know that then stay long. So it means in order to see the more benefit, more experience, you must know very clearly, carefully, right? Even you see that something you don't like it, note, seeing, right? You see hearing, go over to the primary object. In this way, right, you can see a lot of meditation experience within 1 hour, 2 hours. But if you cannot know something, take a lot of time. The reason because Yogi cannot know the object right away, right? They have a lot of investigation, they have a lot of questioning, or why I have this experience, right? I'm not comfortable, I saw. If you observe carefully, you will see right away, that's why akalika, right? Akalika means there are no limitation. You can see them a huge meditation experience within 1 hour, within 2 hours, 1 day or 2 days, right? 3 days, 1 week or so. That's why. So akalika, the quality, one of the qualities is akalika. Anytime when you practice meditation, if you practice correctly, you can see right away. Number four, ehi basiko. Ehi means the come. Basa means practice, come practice. So means when you really see the benefits of meditation practice, then you ask someone, please come to meditate, right? So since that you see this benefit, you want your father, mother, husband, wife, right, relatives, friends, right, co-workers, ask them to come to meditate, go, right? So since that they see, please go, right, to meditation center, to practice, come, right? So when we are here, we call them come, right? When we are in your house, go, practice, right? Because the thing that they see, that's why many yogis, when they really see the meditation benefit, right, they have a lot of thinking to have the meditation center, right, to support, right, so on. Thing that we see, then we want others to meditate, right? So that's why the DMC, the members, right, when they practice meditation, they see that this meditation benefit. Then the DMC members founded the DMC, right? If there's no DMC, right, you cannot meditate here. Because they start founded, see the meditation benefit themselves, or this is the benefit. If we have the meditation center, then many people can come to meditate. Right? This is not for the benefit of money. This is just for the supporting the Buddha sadhana, right? Then you come to practice, then many people have the chance, right? Since someone see the benefit, then they start to do something, right? When I was in Thailand, one day we visited in Chiang Mai. So it was a huge meditation center called Tanan Lina, right? Tanan Lina Meditation Center. Then the center was built very systematically, right? Even I had never seen in Burma. The kudis, Dhamma halls, very systematic, right? Then I asked them how much the center cost. They said, 9 million. 9 million, right? 9 million. Then I asked them, who donated? One of the Thai ladies, she donated. One lady, she donated 9 million, right? 9 million, all the center cost. Because she practiced meditation, then she see the meditation benefit, right? Meditation benefit. Then she generously donated. Also, when I was in DMC, so many Burmese, Vietnamese, Chinese, right, American, right, so many people donated me. So right away, I wanted to found meditation center in Burma, right, near my village, because you can see many meditation center in Yangon or Ada, right? So you will not see the meditation center in the remote area. So then, since I instead received the donation money, then I asked my friend Monk to build the Dhamma Hall, right? Good deals. And since we have the good deal Dhamma Hall, we conduct the retreat every year. Even so, during the Wasa, 3 months, we conduct the retreat. So it means that since we see the meditation benefit, and we want others to have this kind of meditation experience. We will not care about others, right? Because, you know, since we see clearly, right, the Dhamma is really great, then we cannot be live forever, right? Definitely we will die one day, right? Everyone will one day, we don't know where. When we are alive, then we want to share this experience with others, right? So at least, then many people can see the meditation benefits, right? So when he are, so when we started Kundalini the retreat in my village, then Sanyogi practice, then Sanyogi see the Dhamma. Even they want to ordain or they want to come to meditation to practice in Yangon, so on, right? In this way, right, we can help the other, right? Then we want other to see, right? So that's why when we really see, then we want other to practice meditation, we want to teach others, we want to help others, right? But when you are practicing meditation, right, do not think about, right, anything. When you think about it, you still need to know carefully, right? Carefully know that then go back to primary object. When you are practicing meditation, even you think about to help others, still we consider thinking, right? Thinking, thinking. That's why observe very carefully, right? Then when you finish meditation, then you can share this experience with your friends, with your family, right? But when you are here, know carefully, even though you appreciate very much, but if you cannot know, it means that you are sad, but your effort is weak, right? So that's why when you have those kind of even thinking, no thinking, thinking, right? Then go back to primary object. In this way, you can see more experience. Number five, Obaneiko. Obaneika means that someone see this is good, then you keep this one in your heart always. Right? This is Obaneika. But many Buddhists are misunderstanding, right? When you go to Burma, when you go to Thailand, many people, they don't practice, but they keep the Buddha statue, right? They wear the Buddha statue in the neck, right? So to protect for the car accident, right? To gain the lottery or so, right? So they don't keep the Dhamma in their heart. Right? They keep the Buddha statue. When you go to Thailand or Burma, in Thailand, it's more people wearing the Buddha statue. Some people are wearing Buddha statue, about 20, right? In their neck, a lot of Buddha statue, right? For good luck, not to have car accident, right? To win the lottery, to have a very good business. So there are a lot of misunderstanding, right? The Buddha's Dhamma is to free from suffering, not for good luck. So some people came to see me. And they asked me something. No, I don't know anything. I only know the rising falling, right? If you like it, if you like to practice, right, then when it comes here, but don't ask me other, I don't know, right? So, if we really know the Dhamma, right, we keep the Dhamma in our heart, practice everywhere, right? But many Buddhists don't understand, right? So, they keep the Buddha statue in their heart, right? So, that's why, so when we really know the Dhamma, whenever we go, we keep observing the objects, stay with the mindfulness, keep the precept, morality, right? Even though we go to other country, we don't break the precept, we keep the precept very strictly, right? We practice everywhere, right? Then we have the practice loving kindness everywhere. Means that you are keeping the Dhamma in your heart, right? So number six, Pisadam Viridabo Vinyuhi, right? Then whoever practiced, then we all have these kind of right benefits. We understand the Dhamma, then since we understand the Dhamma, so our life changed, right? Means that we have the benefits from the meditation practice. Whoever, right? American or Vienna or Chinese, Burmese, right? Whoever practiced, if you practice, right, you will see this kind of great benefit, right? then you will understand the Dhamma correctly, more and more, right? Clear. So that's why Bisadam Viridabo Vinyuhi, right? Seeing that we understand the Dhamma correctly, and we change our life, then we use the Dhamma as our, right? We use the Dhamma for our life, right? So that's why Bisadam Viridabo Vinyuhi. So if you are American, Vietnam, all right? So if something is maybe have a discrimination, but for the Dhamma, if you really have the Sadha, right? Sadha, if you have a confident practice, whoever practice, we will see the same benefit, right? This is a sixth quality of the Dhamma, right? When we practice meditation, we clearly see that, right? The Dhamma, we understand all this is called Dhamma. That's what we call Dhamma. We need to practice, right? So in the morning, sometimes we use, right? Vakha, do, bhagwa, dharamo, sandhiriko, akaliko, ehipasiko, obaniko, yisadam, viridabo, vinyuhi, right? This is six quality of the Dhamma. That's all for tonight.